neighborhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Over 80 kilograms of veterinary medicine that was destined for Pietermaritzburg has been seized in Limpopo. The Border Management Authority says it intercepted the shipment at Polokwane International Airport. The authority's Memme Mohotsi says the medicine did not have the proper import permits. It's being analyzed at the Onderstepoort Veterinary Institute in Pretoria. Mohotsi says the BMA is taking the incident seriously amid the current foot and mouth disease outbreak in the country.
The BMA has strengthened vigilance and inspection services at the ports of entry to detect and intercept any illegal importation of untested biological and preventive veterinary products, including vaccines, that may be harmful to local primary animal producers and to economic prospects.
KZN Transport says its festive season operation is already showing positive results with a decline in road accidents and fatalities. Officials are patrolling all 34,000 kilometres of the province's road network, but the department's Ndabezi Ntlasibiya says that they're increasingly worried about crashes involving heavy motor vehicles.
We are also experiencing more crashes, you know, involving, you know, the heavy motor vehicles, the trucks, especially along the N3. We have picked up that most of, you know, the drivers coming from neighboring countries, you know, they've been moving around, you know, the province without the necessary documentation. What we've also experienced is that once they get involved in major crashes, they run away.
A new high-altitude weather station is now keeping watch over one of South Africa's most critical water sources, the headwaters of the Tugela and Eerlands rivers in the northern Drakensberg. The weather station, the highest in southern Africa, has been installed on Mon or Source by the South African Environmental Observation Network and the University of the Free State.
This is a strategic addition to a growing environmental observation network in one of South Africa's most important and most vulnerable strategic water source areas. So South Africa's strategic water source areas cover only about 8% of the country, but supply 50% of the water in our rivers and dams. And the Northern Drakensberg is one of the most critical of these areas. The region alone feeds the Vaal, the Orange, the Caledon, and the Tugela systems. It supplies water to four provinces, including up to 30% of Gauteng's demand.
And that's biochemist Kathleen Smart, who says it's the first time scientists and communities can monitor this vital landscape in real time, tracking climate change and extreme weather. She says the station also supports the catchment-to-coast approach, linking the upper Tugela to the Ila estuary, where coastal researchers track ocean and estuarine health. And finally, rage bait is the Oxford Dictionary's word of the year. The slang term describes online content designed to elicit anger and drive internet traffic. The Oxford University Press says the word has captured, quote, our emotions this year. It beat out fellow shortlisted contenders, aura farming and biohack, to take the crown. The top story, over 80 kilograms of veterinary medicine that was destined for Pietermaritzburg has been seized in Limpopo. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Hugo Bruce has confirmed his squad for the African Cup of Nations. Joe Root not convinced that the Ashes needs a day-night test match. And the Blitzwalker up against New Zealand, Fiji and Great Britain in their group at the Cape Town Sevens.